A new fellowship program will try to chip away at a shortage of lawyers in rural communities in Illinois. The Illinois State Bar Association Rural Practice Fellowship Program will offer incentives to young attorneys and law students to work in smaller towns. Bar Association President Dennis Orsi tells Ryan Denham about the motivations for the new program.
Well, the Rural Practice Initiative was really born from the fact that we started looking at our state, which is no different than a lot of the larger states with large metropolitan areas, and we found that many of the smaller rural communities were losing lawyers. And what I mean by that is we're having a lot of the rural communities that had lawyers that were then getting older and getting ready to retire. And specifically, when we looked at the 102 counties, we found that there were 13 counties in Illinois with five or fewer practicing attorneys, and there were 39 counties in the state of Illinois that have 10 or fewer practicing attorneys. And the hope in the Rural Practice Initiative program was to see if we could come up with a program where we could try to place either soon-to-be graduating attorneys or young attorneys that have recently graduated law school and match them with a lawyer or a law firm in one of these rural locations. And if we could come up with the right match, we would be able to kill two birds in one stone. The expectation was we could help the older attorney with a succession plan by identifying a younger lawyer who could eventually come in and take over the practice. And two, we would then provide that new practitioner that would stay in the rural community and continue to provide services to the community. And so we really looked at it as an access to justice issue where we wanted to make sure there were going to be practicing attorneys in throughout the state of Illinois that could provide legal services to the residents in those communities.
So you are going to be going after both law students, like those who are still in law school, and as well as young attorneys who've already graduated and are out there practicing. You're trying to recruit both into this program?
The program is really has two components. One is to look for soon-to-be graduating law students who might be interested in participating in a summer clerkship or internship with a practicing attorney or law firm. And the other part of the program is for younger attorneys, graduating attorneys, who have a law license that are ready to hit the ground running and start practicing law in those rural communities. The way we've set up the program, we offer a $5,000 stipend to a law clerk or law student that would come in for a summer internship, if you will. And then we also have a second program where we offer a $10,000 stipend to a practicing attorney if they will come in and stay in a rural community for at least 1 year. And the way we break up that money is we give those practicing attorneys $5,000 up front when they start the position, and if they remain in the position at the end of 12 months, they will be entitled to that second $5,000 stipend.
So what is the attraction for some attorneys to practice in a small town or even their hometown? Is there sort of a romantic notion to that, isn't there, being the small town lawyer?
Well, you know, when we set up this program, we actually did a statewide survey to find out really what's on the minds of these people when it comes to practice in a rural community. And it's kind of surprising. Logically, you think people want to gravitate to the big city. They can make more money, pay off their student loan debt quicker, and, you know, get on to their lives. Unfortunately, what has happened is we're then losing the people that are going to practice law in these small rural communities. But there are really a lot of advantages to practicing in the smaller rural communities. For example, there's a lot of satisfaction people get. I was an attorney that decided I wanted to come back to my hometown. I didn't want to go off to the big city. I felt I could be successful really anywhere practicing law in the state of Illinois, and I have been very successful coming back to my hometown. The video that we've put together where we've interviewed various judges and practicing attorneys around the state of Illinois in some of these small communities say that, you know, they've been very happy with their law practice in the smaller communities. They've gotten excellent feedback from, you know, their clients, and they're very pleased with the income that they're able to make. They're also pleased with the way they can integrate into the community in other organizations. And, you know, it's finding the right people that will find that a rural practice is suitable to them. And we really do think there are a lot of people out there. We're trying to offer them some incentives to get them to focus back on a rural community and be able to have a successful law career.
That's Illinois State Bar Association President Dennis Orsi, an attorney from Granite City near St. Louis. He spoke to Ryan Denham. The first year of the program is a pilot that will likely serve between 5 and 10 fellows between the two tracks.